It's Mamas Mam Pasuk. I don't know, he says it based on Sukkah. It cannot be interpreted based on Sukkah. His whole verse, his whole Sukkah. He says everything based on Sukkah. The darshan of Sukkah like a Tana. That's why the Sefer wasn't accepted, because he wasn't a Tana. He lived in 1500. He wasn't a Tana. Yosef Sameach has a kasha against the Mabit. He gives you Hechetimtze where a Behema will not be Nifsal B'Yotze. He says, in Shecht Shlomim in the Azorah, and then after you Shecht Shlomim, then the Vlad is born. And the Vlad is going to run in the street, or run out of the city. So the Gemara says that a live animal is not Nifsal B'Yotze. So he says, you need to say, according to the Mabit, you can eat it in the Yerat HaMakavis Chaimah? He has a raya, I think, from the Gemara against the Mabit. They're absolutely impossible, never ever, period. It can't be. Because according to the Mabit, it could be. Should have been able to. That's in one of the opening pages in the Sefer Zer Avraham. Zer Avraham was the correspondence between Rabbi Nachum Zember and Rabbi Avraham Luchti. Rabbi Avraham Luchti was the son-in-law of the Yosef Sameach. He was married. Yosef Sameach had one daughter, and she was married to a very big Talmud Chacham. And then he died, and he had no children, and she died. They never had any children. So the Rabbi Nachum Zember, who was killed by the Nazis in the Warsaw Ghetto, Rabbi Nachum Zember published the correspondence that they had just to serve as a memory for Avraham Luchtir. That's called the Zer Avraham. Didn't come children. He never had any children. So every so often, there's a letter there by the Yosef Sameach. Every so often in the Zer Avraham, usually the letters that the correspondent back, usually the letters by Rabbi Nachum Zember are stronger than the letters by Rabbi Avraham Luchtir. It's very clearly so. He writes much better. He writes which are much, much bigger. Heck, but Rabbi Avraham Luchtir is also, he's not no slouch. He writes nicely better. Rabbi Nachum Zember is much stronger though. And then every 20 pages or so, you have a letter from the Yosef Sameach, also something special. And one of the opening pages, in the first 10 pages, there's a letter by the Yosef Sameach about this Mabit, but he has this Hechetimtze by the Uber, by the blood of Sachin, and has a right in the Gemara against him. Isn't that when it was endowed with Kedusha? The Yorat HaMakavis Chaimah showed them it. That's when they were endowed with the special Kedusha of Mukav Chaimah. It's the question, how are you Mekadosh in Mukav Chaimah? That's a Machloikis Rashi and Tosfos in the first Perek in Shavuos. How is one supposed to be Mekadosh Mukav Chaimah? The Rashi says, I think, B'shtei Taitis of Ashir. And Tosfos says, what are you talking about? B'shtei Taitis of Ashir, that's how you Mekadosh Yerushalayim. I am Kadosh Mukav Chaimah, Tosfos says, any Adeya. But they know that Rashi is not right. They don't know how you do it, but they just know that Rashi is not right. They're not sure how you do it. Chaim talks about in the Sefer, I am Mekadosh. This is when you Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, and they were Mukav Chaimah, so the Kiddush V'chiluk, that was Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, and that Mukav Chaimah was a higher level of Kiddush. He claims, or Chaim claims, according to the Rambam at least, Mukav Chaimah is just a higher level of Kiddush authority. Whatever is Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael is Mekadosh and Mukav Chaimah. If something became a Mukav Chaimah after the days of the Kiddush of Kiddush V'chiluk, it wouldn't be Mekadosh. I mean, if you hold like Rashi, that a Mukav Chaimah has its own act of Kiddush, so then you can make a Shomron, you can build a city later, make it a Mukav Chaimah, and give it the act of Kiddush. Why does it have to dafke be Mekadosh, be Mosi, Yishur, Benun? You can be Mekadosh it later also. Where Rav Chaim says in the Rambam, you can't. The Mekadosh has to be whatever was the Mekadosh of Eretz Yisrael. So those cities that were Mukav Chaimah, they're also sure, when it's captured with this higher level of Kiddush. If there was Kiddush V'chiluk on that year also, so the act of Kiddush V'chiluk, which is Mekadosh, all of Eretz Yisrael, was also Mekadosh, the Mukav Chaimah, to a higher level of Kiddush HaSa'ar. And the Mabit holds that that's wrong. The Mabit holds that the Ayoros HaMakav Chaimah are not, that they have a Kiddush HaSa'ar square, higher level of Kiddush HaSa'ar. No, it has Kiddush HaMikdash minus. The lower level of Kiddush HaMikdash, so the Mekadosh of the Mikdash has to spill over to the Mekadosh, the Ayoros HaMakavis Chaimah. Chaim has a little bit about it, the Sefer on the Rambam. According to Rav Chaim's Rambam, according to Rambam, certainly, yeah. Because Mukav Chaim is just a function of Kedusha Sarah. All of Eretz Yisrael has the Kedusha to a certain extent. Yoros HaMakav is Chaimah have a slightly higher level of Kedusha. The Mekadosh of Eretz Yisrael was Mekadosh those areas slightly more. But it's all one big Mekadosh. Would the carbon become nifsal if you put it in the room?
I
don't remember if the Gemara talks about stool yet. Could be that it isn't so be yet. I don't know. It could be the show that you're not yet in the midst of something over there, but it's not nifsal yet. I don't know if such a thing exists.
It's because unless I rebuild the house. Whoever made the sin when
he used
to use
the
room,
let's say the
room is still running. So
someone lowered
the roof or someone
built
a higher roof.
Oh, that's a question. So that's a major machlekes among the Rishonim. Some Rishonim say, place this in Makisol, that God Maldis Lenin's Kacha means if you have a new ground level, wherever your ground level happens to be now, the Kedushas, Yerushalayim, for the purpose of Achilas Kacha, and Kalam Maisesheni is only on the first ground level, up until the next ground level. So if you're flying in an airplane, but the airplane is moving, you can't say that the floor of the airplane is a ground level, it's moving. So b'chari, then you can eat kachin kalam ha'sheni in the airplane, cause ma'amer is above to Yerushalayim, when it flies out, no, it's above Yerushalayim next. Or if you have a house, so if you have a house and you have a floor that's dollar, a dollar, stuff, and that's a new ground level, but then the kedusha will be stopped. And it depends on each year, the roof is lower, higher, it'll change. And there's a raiva, the pirush ha'miyuchas la'haraivet on the sechas tamid, I think, says the standard Svarim who write on these topics, quote this Raivit, he understands Gag Malei Yisrael Niskatcha depends at the time that there were Mekadosh Yerushalayim in the days of Ezra Nehemiah, where were the Gag Maleis? So wherever they were, that's how high the Kedusha went. So in later generations you have to figure out how high did the Kedusha go. Okay, I'll have to have somebody figure it out.
And if there's no, if there is
Pashas Mitzvah is all about Taharas HaMitzvah. So Taharas HaMitzvah, the Gemara in the first Perek in Yevamos has a long discussion about the Shtei Tiglachas that the Mitzvah has to have. He has two Tiglachas 7 days apart. He brings the Tziporim, and then it says, after he brings it's from the Eteris and Shnei Teloas and that whole mitzvah. It's the poem are not korbanos. It's not korbanos. It's not done on the base of Migdosh. So then it's a mitzvah. And after he does that, then it says, Vigilachas kol tziaro. You should have a tiglachas. And then he has to wait a week. And then Vayom HaShmini, Vayom HaShvi, Galachas kol tziaro a second time. He shaves off all of his hair a second time. The Gemara asks, how does he shave the tiglachas? Has to be dafke with a tar. The Mishnah says in the Goyim, Shloisha, there are three people who had a mitzvah of tiglachas, and the tiglachas has to be done dafke with a tar. One is the Levim, that was the Hayrasha, beginning of Chumash Bamidbar, and one is the Mitzorah, and one is the Nazir. And it's a requirement to have to do the tiglachas dafke with a tar. So the Gemara asks, no, if he shaves off Zikana with a tar, is the Chmamish in violation of the Issa Deraisa? The Gemara says, this is the mocker of the dinner, that's the Dechalei Sansa. This is Sugi, the beginning of Yevamos, the whole Sugi, Vesha Dechala says that this is one of the Mekuris. Then the Gemara has the Yafusa. What happens if the Mitzorah happens also to be a Nazir? The Mitzorah happens also to be a Nazir. So not only is it in violation of one lav, of shaving off your beard with a razor is one lav, the Nazir has an additional lav. Now the Nazir doesn't have to grow a beard. He can shave every day if he wants. The Nazir is only a dinner Nazir is on the hair on the head. But here he shaves the payas. When you shave off your payas, you're also in violation of a law. It's not allowed to touch the hair on his head till the end of the pasah rosh. Pasah's off in the bottom. However, we can shave, he can shave also. If he wants, he can grow a beard. If he wants, he can shave. But here on top, so the Gemara asks there, you have a pasuk that says that the Mitzar is Megaleach, even if he happens to be a Nazir. So that's a loisese Kodesh Yagano Peres HaRosho, and then it says Tar Lo Yav HaRosho. So when the Nazir shaves his hair on top of the head, he's in violation of Allah Benin. So when the Nazir is a Mitzorah and he's shaving his hair, how can you say that Ese Deiche Loisese, we have a call Ein Ese Deiche Loisese Viyose? That's the Gemara's kasha. How can the essay of Tiglachas Mitzorah be doicha if the Mitzorah happens to be a Nazir also? How can the essay of Tiglachas Mitzorah be doicha the Lois essay and the essay of Nazir? The Gemara asks that kasha. So the Gemara answers that when do you say Ein Essay Doicha Lois Essay Viyase if it's a normal Lois Essay Viyase? But here it's a weaker one. Because the essay, the Lois Essay of Nazir is Ein Eshova Bako. It only applies to Nazir. Oh, not Ein Eshova Bako. Everyone can become a Nazir. It's Yeshna B'Sheila. You can undo the Yisurei Nazir by being Nishal, by having Hataras and Dar. Therefore it's a weaker Yisur. The Gemara says the Kohen also, if the Kohen shaves his hair, is also in violation of an additional, if I shave my payas off with a razor, I'm in violation of a lav. If the Kohen shaves off his payas, the Gemara says in violation of an essay and a lav. Same lav that all the Jews have if you shave your payas off, they shave your beard. And the Kohen is also in violation of the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim. He's in violation of Kedoshim, no. Kedoshim Yil Elokeim, I think. What? Yeah, the beginning of Emma. Yeah, that's the law, but where's the essay? Kedoshim Yil Elokeim. The Gemara asks, what if the Mitzorah is a Kohen? What is all together? He's a Kohen and a Nazir and a Mitzvah. He's a Kohen and a Nazir and a Jew. So as a regular Jew, there's a lav not to cut off your face with a razor. As a Kohen, there's another loisei to the essay. As a Kohen, excuse me, there's another essay of Kedoshim Yil Elokeim. And as a Nazir, there's a loisei to the essay of Tala Yav HaRosho and Kodesh Yigal Peres HaRosho. So it's a violation of so many lav and so many essays. How can it be? An essay is not Dechu all that. There is no such thing. And as the Dechel says, yes. The Gemara says, no, the Yisurei Kuhuna is not Shava Bakol. That's easier to bump for. And Yisurei Nazir Yeshna B'Sheila. You can undo what I did, how far it's done. But therefore, the essay is Dechel says, yes. That's what it says in the Gemara Yevamos. And the Rambam poses the question. Rambam quotes the Dinim, he quotes the question, gives a different answer. He says that the Kol Zman, that the Nazir is a Tamei, just like what a Nazir is a Tamei Meis, so the Pasuk says, Hayam Ramshan Yiplu, the whole time that is a Tami Meis is discounted. So the Gemara says a Mitzorah is Hukish Lameis, and the Kama Mishnah is a Nazir. That when the Mitzorah is a Mitzorah Muchlad, so those days are not Oila L'Sfira Tamalos of the Naziris. Like if he would be Tami Tumas Meis, it wouldn't count. He has to count all over again. So the same is true regarding Tumas Tarav, because Mitzorah is Hukish Lameis. So the Rambam writes, Kozman that the Nazir was a Mitzorah, there was no essay of Kodesh Yigal Peres HaRosho. There was only less essay of the Yisurim of shaving off, but the essay didn't apply, so there's no problem of Ein Essay Dechel Lois Essay, because there was no essay of Kodesh Yigal. So the Rabbi is masking on the Rambam. He says, he doesn't say that in the Gemara. The Gemara gives a different answer. The Gemara would appear that the essay does apply, even in Mei Tzarato, except that essay is Dechel Lois Essay, the essay, if it's Yeshna B'Sheila, or if it's Ein Eshova Bakov. What did the Rambam give his own parrot on the Gemara's kash? That's the Rabbi's kash on the Rambam. But he quotes B'Shem Rab Chaim in the Chidush in Pei Ashmur. He quotes B'Shem Rab Chaim that he said at Teretz that the Rambam complements the Gemara, that you need two halves to the Teretz. Because the Pasuk Kodesh Yieh, Kadal Peres HaRosho, by the Nazir is an essay, it's both an Iser essay and a Kiyum essay. The Rambam understood that essay is never Deuchay an essay. An essay can, the Klal Essay Deuchay Lois Essay only applies a mitzvah k'midoicha and iser, but a mitzvah k'midoicha and mitzvah. So Kodesh Yieh Gadol Peres HaRosho by the Nazir is both a kiyum essay, there's a mitzvah essay, that by allowing his hair to grow, by letting his hair grow, he's in fulfillment of a mitzvah essay. The Rambam writes, if a Nazir observed the laws of Naziris for the 30 days, harizeh kiyem sholosh mitzvah essay. And he lists them all off. One of them is Kodesh Yieh, one is Gadol Peres HaRosho, it's a kiyum essay. Then number two is an iser essay, it implies an iser essay also. So the Rambam held like this, that calls man that you have a kiyum essay of Kodesh Yikar Peres HaRosho, that's not nitzvah and dechia at all. It's not shakir, it should be nitzvah. The whole concept of dechia only applies to the mitzvah, kimidecha, and iser. But a mitzvah can be doyecha another mitzvah. First, the Rambam has to bump off the kiyum essay. But the Rambam explains that kol zman that the nazir is a mitzora, just like when the nazir is a tami meis, there's no kiyum hamalos of naziris, there's no kiyum naziris. So when the nazir is a mitzora muklot, and mitzora is hukish lameis, so also there's no kiyum essay of kadosh year. So once there's no kiyum essay, so there's no problem. How is that? How is a mitzvah in dechi at all? But there still should be an iser essay, even though there's no kiyum essay during the zman of tumas tzaraas, but there should still be an iser essay. And the iser essay, I should also say, ein essay deicha lois essay the essay. That an essay cannot be deicha an iser essay. An essay can only be deicha lois essay, can't be deicha an iser essay. So to that, the Gemara answers that if it's ein shava bakol, or it's yeshin b'sheilo, but then it can be mitzvah. That's our Rav Chaim answer the Raivit Kasha and the Rambam. What did the Rambam give his own reason if the Gemara gives a different reason? So he says, no, the Rambam agrees with the Gemara. You need the both reasons have to blend in together. The Rambam's reason is to solve the problem, how can you have an essay, deicha, a kiyum essay? The Rambam says, there is no kiyum essay. Because man, there is a mitzvah, there is no kiyum essay. The Gemara is explaining, how can you have an essay, deicha, and iser essay? This whole beer that Rav Chaim gave in the Rambam is not in accordance with the Rashbo. The Minchas Chinuch, every 25 pages, quotes him. Don't forget the Rashbo in Chubas Daf Mem Amud Aleph, where the Shittim Kubetzis quotes the Rashbo. We have the Rashbo now, but until recently Shittim Kubetzis used to quote the Rashbo. That the Rashbo says that when you have a klal, ein essay derech essay, it means an essay is not derech kiyum essay, but an iser essay. An iser essay is less than an iser lois essay. An essay is derech lois essay, an essay is derech shnei lavim. So Nessi Kipidecha lois essay the essay also, the essay hanitche is an iser essay. So the Rashi claims that whenever it says in the Gemara that ein essay decha essay, or ein essay decha lois essay the essay, that's only if the nature of the essay is, the essay hanitche is a kiyum essay. If it's an iser essay, then of course it's nitche. So the whole beer that Rav Chaim gave in the Rambam is all on the assumption that you hold not like that Rashi. Rav Chaim is saying within the Rambam that there are two rules over here. One is that if the essay hanitche is a kiyum essay, then it just can't be nitche. A kiyum hamitzvah is never going to be nitche. And if the essay hanitche is an iser essay, then you still have a problem that an essay can't be derech lois essay. And that problem can be solved in the event that it's ein shava bakol or it's yeshna b'sheil. It's a weaker form of an essay. But the Gemara says clearly that when the Mitzora does the Tiglachas, he has to do it with a tar, and it's in violation of the din of shaving your beard with a razor, and shaving your pace with a razor and everything. The Gemara just has a machloikis that maybe there's no violation. Now they have haircuts like this, that they leave the hair on top, and they just cut off the pace. So that's the translation of the pasuk, Pras, how does it say? Lozakif of Pras Roishchen. When you make a hakofa, when you make our coffee, you leave the hair on top, and you cut off the payas, then you cut off the payas. The Gemara has a shayla on the first parak in Yevamos. And in the middle of Nazir, what if the barber shaves off the whole head, no hair at all, and then he shaves off the payas at the end? So at the time that he shaves off the payas, he's not being makid, he's not making a hakofa, he's not making it round and round. He shaved off the whole head. So maybe the Gemara says, maybe hakofa is called a rosh, it's lachshma hakofa. Maybe there is no prohibition there. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara, whether hakofa is called a rosh, mo hakofa. Hakafas Kalarosh is Lav Shema Hakafas. But still, Hakafas HaZokhin, by Zokhin it's not the din of Hakafas, it's the din of Lotashkas, the Asa Zarech, but the Zokhin is certainly a violation of Inis. So when he shaves off the beard with a razor, that for sure is Inis. So how does that work? So the Gemara says, that's Asa Zarech HaLoises, and the Gemara says, but how can it be? What if the Brisa says that even if he's a Mitzorah, who's a Kohen, who's a Nazir, Hakko, Bako, Mikko, so still is Deich, everything, what happened today? Ain't that the Deich of the Yassi? So that's a discussion that the Gemara in the Rambam has. Why to Mutter even in such a place? I think we assume it's an Isha. The Gemara has also Machlech, it's also in the beginning of Yevamos, in the first parak of Yevamos, by the Sugi Vesa Deich of the The Gemara talks about the dam ha'oshim that you put al tnuch, al boin yoda ha'mois, al boin ragla ha'imonis. This fellow over here, the mitzvah, before he brings the korbanis, is a mechusik kippurim, so he's forbidden to enter into the Beis HaMikdosh. He's not allowed to walk in. But in Har HaBayis, he's allowed to go. So he stands on the shah in Nicanor. The Gemara says, kol ha'shom niskatshu. The thickness of the shah, was it niskatish enough? The walls in the Beis HaMikdosh are pretty wide. So the thickness of the wall wasn't niskadish or not. So the Gemara says, "Kol hasham niskadish chutz mishan nikanor shalom niskadish." the thickness of Shah Nikinor. Shah Nikinor is on the Shah HaMizrahi, the main entrance going into the Azara, from the Harabait into the Azara. So the Shah Nikinor was learning Kaddish in order that the Mitzrayim should stand under that Shah. They should stick their fingers in, because if the Shah Nikinor would have been Kaddish, then he'd have to stand further out and stick his fingers in. So what's the problem? So stand over there. What's the difference whether you stand over here and you stick your fingers there, or you stand over here and stick your fingers here? So Tosafot says no. It says there has to be lifnei Hashem. How does it say? Apparently this was a long stretch. The Shah Nikna was a thick thing, so he would have to stretch his thumbs, and if he's not too tall, he won't be able to reach. If he's standing over here, he's going to stretch all the way here. And to stick your fingers here under the Shah, even if it would be Neskadesh, it's still not good for the purpose of the Hazor. On the Matan Damim, on the Tanukh and the Bohen Yodo. So that's why they weren't in Kaddish. You see, from that Gemara, when you decide whether what was in Kaddish, what was not in Kaddish, so the Gemara says, Kol Hashem is Kaddish, Chutz Mishah Nikar, Shlom is Kaddish, why not? For practical purposes. It was a practical consideration. They decided to be in the Kaddish, all the other, the thickness of all the other Shah. And this Shah, and Nikar, they decided not to be in the Kaddish. And then Hasina claims that this is the key to everything in the Gemara and stuff and pays off. Hey, hey. The Gemara says, the God of Aliyah, when his Kachu is in Yerushalayim. And in the Harabayas, they were also learning his Kachu. But in the Azor, they weren't his Kachu. The Gemara says, some were his Kachu, some were not his Kachu. So how do you figure out what's the rule? So then Hasinah says, no rule. It all depends. When they were Makadish, the Beit HaMikdash, what do they have in mind? The Gemara says, on this they had this in mind, and on that they had that in mind. And everything was based on practical considerations. Whatever they wanted. They had the right to be Makadish, all they had the right to be Makadish, nothing. Whatever they wanted. That's what he says based on this Gemara by the Shari Nikonor. So the Gemara has a machlokes over here, machlokes amaroyim, in the beginning of Zvachim, but it's quoted here in Yevamos, in the first paragraph in Yevamos, where the bia b'mikta shmo bia, there's a din, lo yavol tachamachne, that the mechusi kippurim is forbidden to enter into the Yadgara. So what if he only sticks his hand in? Is that a violation or not? So one sheet is that that's not a violation. Bia b'mikta is the mut of Aharai, that the Mitzorah does it. He's not allowed to stick in Rosh HaVerubo into the Azor, but he only sticks in his hand and then he sticks his head, part of his head in, the miut of his head, in order to have the matan dolim on the tenuch ozen hamitai raimonis. And the other sheet in the Gemara is no. The bia b'mikta shmo bia, that it is a prohibition, and it's a special heter over here. It's like Esedeh Chalas, it's a special heter over here. But they says the kasha knew if beer the mixer shmod beer you're in violation of the din bein kavak, or even just sticking in your hand you're in violation. So walk in already. So what do you have to stand over here and stick your fingers in? So walk in. Why do they make such a whole cut? God, you the Shah Nikonov is on his kaddish in order that the Mitzorah should stand there and he should stick his finger in. Let him walk into the other if he's anyway in violation of Jesus. He says no, it's still a difference. If you walk all the way in, be as cool dog, call our body walks in, then it's an isa chama miyot. And it's only bia b'mikta as part of the body, less than Rosh HaRubo enters into the Azar. So it's a lower level of an Is. That's how Taisus points out in the first Perek in Yimam. But that's a shaila, whether bia b'mikta shma bia or not. That was the shaila that was raised 100 years ago when people went to the Kosel HaMarav and used to put in kvitlo. Some people still do it now. So there are two questions. One question is whether the thickness of the chayma was miskadish or not. Was the thickness of the chayma as Azar miskadish b'kdush? It's the Chemes Harabayis. Was the Obi Hakom and the Skadish Kedushas Harabayis or not? And into the Tzilayim that it was Miskadish, there are three opinions. Yes, no, and halfway. Some say it was Miskadish halfway. So when you put your Kvitlach in, that's nowhere near halfway. Halfway through the Chemes Hazor is very thick. And others told that it was Miskadish, others told that it was Miskadish. All the three possibilities. Yes, no, and halfway. And then there's into the Tzilayim that it was Miskadish, the outer half was also Miskadish. So then the question is there an Isser of Bia B'mikdash? Because we are all Tnayim to the extent that we're not allowed to walk on the into the Harabayas. So maybe if you stick your hand into the area that was in Scottish and Jewish Harabayas, we pass can be the Mikdash Shmodi and the Azara. Does that apply to the Harabayas also? So the Abdinez has a tshuva, he says that's ridiculous. He says there's no din of Bia B'mikdash Shmodi on the Harabayas. He says the whole Sugi in the Gemara only has a Machlokes of Echon Mishlokish and Ramas. First pregnant Ramas is only being the mixus on the Azara by the Mitzvah going. Yeah, then the Shah did the mixus on Sisa al Azara. So on Sisa al Habayt, no one holds it until he can deal with it.
I recall we discussed about this also in the previous year,
He said that there are a couple
of amos
that
you can
go
in
anywhere.
That's
not really the entire
system. Right. One is only Tamei. One is not a Balkari. Like, one of those not a Tamei. One is only Gufi. He went to Mikvah and it's only Tamei. So it's only the Rabbanu that didn't enter into the Harabayis. So the first few amos into the Harabayis, he's allowed to enter. He's only a Tamei. But let's say he's a Balkari. We assume he's not allowed to. That's also a Shaila. That's not so Pashim. The Gemara Mstachin has also no Zafin. Hey, 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 the Gemara says, we have a special pasuk, a braisa the Gemara has, quotes a pasuk that's marbe that a Balkari is not permitted to enter into the Harabayas. And the Mishlam Bela points out that the Rambam never quoted that Gemara. The Gemara only sees one place in Mstachin, the Rambam left it out. So the Rambam forgot. There are a couple of dinim here and there. The Rambam is a super chief, and here and there is a file system failed. He left out a couple of Gemaras here and there. They point out Hashmotus and the Ram, the couple of dinim that the Ram left out. Ram never has Tfilos Adarach. So some Achrenim stand on the head to explain why the Ram doesn't have Tfilos Adarach, all that it's included in this, and we don't pass it like that, and everything's totally in this. And other thing, the Ram just forgot to put it in, Tfilos Adarach. Nothing there. There's a whole sefer. Maskelay, there's a whole sefer, all the Hashmotus are Ram. All the dinim that the Ram forgot. So that's the shot of the Mishlam Melchiz. How come the Ram left out this dinim? The others say, big Achrenim say, no, there's a major machlekes hatanayim, whether a Balkari is a Rishon Letuma or an Av Hatuma. The Mishnah says, Avos Hatuma Asheret Vashich Vazera Talimeis. So the Rishonim say on that Mishnah in Kalim, Asheret Vashich Vazera, the Shich Vazera is an Av Hatuma, but the Balkari himself is not an Av Hatuma, he's only a Rishon Letuma. He's only a Rishon Letuma, then it's only Tumas Magor. He's not a Tumas Yotam Nizuf, he's not a Tumas Rif, he's not a Tumas Rif, so he's Mutta Baharabayim. That brisa that the Gemara quoted him, saw him on that Peivah, wherever was there, that brisa is chedek on the Mishnah. That brisa is of the opinion that the Balkari is an Avatumna, and it's a Tumas Riyu, a Tumayot only Gufa, so therefore he's forbidden to enter into the Habayis. And the Rambam disagrees. That's how in recent days Rabbi Chesed Abramsky has this in his Sefer on Masechet Nida. And others before him, many before him, a few Achrayim before him also write like that. But it would appear that it's really a machlekes hatanayim. What's the status of the Balkari? But that's the shaila. On the assumption that a Balkari is not allowed to go on the other side of the Harabah, on the other side of the coast of Marav, because that's the Harabayis, with the Benito, be in the mikvah when he just puts his hand into the crack. So there were some who were machmer on this years ago. And Rabbi Shulei Diskin, who was one of the world's biggest machmer and everything under the sun, thought it was a joke. He said it was ridiculous. And then there's also the tshuva. He said it's also ridiculous. But no one holds be in the mikvah on Harabayis. The holy to be the mikzah only applies to the Azor, doesn't apply to the Harabayis. There is a din if a person enters into a Bayis Hamanuga. Bayis Hamanuga only applies in Eretz Yisrael. The Goyal Eretz Kina Hashem Eretz Elohim. And the Tati Negzah is the Zayt Eretz Achuzatkan. The Gemara says it doesn't apply to Yerushalayim. Because Yerushalayim Zaydim Kalkal Eshvatim. So you can't say Ashani Noitin Lachem da Achuzah. It's not Eretz Achuzatkin. It was Miyodim Lenin's Kalkal Eshvatim. It's not privately owned. So it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. So the Sifrua has a drush on the Pasuk that the Dinim of Taras Batim applied in Eber HaYardin also, but it didn't apply in Eber HaYardin until after they were Pevish all of Eretz Yisrael. Why not? When they were Pevish Eber HaYardin, weren't they Mekadosh it? Why shouldn't it apply? Why shouldn't there be a din of Taraz, Batim, and Eber HaYardin even before they Pevish the rest of Eretz Yisrael? Yeah, days of Moshe Rabbeinu. But Dusha Sa'orit? I think so. Yeah. I don't think they need it, especially just Kibush V'chiluk. All they needed was Kibush V'chiluk. So when they made it, they gave it to Reuven and God before they gave it away to Nath. But after they gave it to Reuven and God, they had to shave Tam and Asher. That's Muschalkal HaShvatim. They got it. So why wouldn't it be a din in the first 14 years in Eretz Yisrael? Before Eretz Yisrael was Muschalish, why wouldn't it be a din of Taraz Batim over there? But so the part of the office says on this pasuk, part of the office was by the Haflor, no? By the some certain Rebbe, by the Baal Haflor. The Rav in Frankfurt. Bar Dastri, yeah. Washington Heights in Frankfurt. So he has the Harifas. He says, what kind of a Tanai was it? When they gave Reuven God and Chatzis Shevet HaMenashe, what kind of a Tanai was it? There are two kinds of Tanai. There's a Tanai Vim, and there's a Tanai in the Achshav. If I give a rib to the girl, I say, Hariyat Mekudesh Esli, the Achshav, if it knows, in December. So if it snows in December, comes out she's Mekudeshes Yachid. But if I don't say Yachid, I say Im, Ariyah Mekudeshes Li, if it snows in December, so then the Kiddushin is Chal in December, not Chal now. So he says, you look in the Pesukim, it says Im Yavru, and it's not Im. It was a Tanai Vim, it wasn't Tanai Meyachshav. The Rambam in the Rif and the Goyim hold, and the Machaber, I think, classes like that, and the Tanai of Meyachshav, you don't need Mishpatei HaTanoim. And we learn out from Tanai B'nai Goyim Neiruv and all the Mishpatei HaTanoim. So obviously it was a Tanai Vim, it wasn't Tanai Meyachshav. That's what it says in the Chumash, Im Yavru. It doesn't say Almanas, it doesn't say Achshav. So he says, it's not so Pashat that it was Mishchaf HaLashvatim. True. Reuven and God, the Chas Hashem Tamanash took it, but it was Tolev Yoimid, we're going to see. It wasn't Chal until later. It wasn't Chal, the Chalukah L'Shvatim of Eva HaYardin wasn't Chal until after they fought the Sheva Shekipshu. They don't have to have the Sheva Shekipshu and the Sheva Shechilku. He says they had to go in Yavru and Isatim. If they go and they fight, then the Matana is Chal. So if they wouldn't go to fight, then the Matana wouldn't be Chal. So it's totally in it. It's him. That's what he says. So he understands, the part of the office understands this before I saying that the Dina Tzara's Batim didn't apply in Eber HaYarden until after Begotim Neiruvain followed, fulfilled their Tanai. And at the time they fulfilled their Tanai of fighting, after the 7 years of fighting, then they went home, then the Dina of Negev Tzara's did apply. Perhaps one can offer an alternate shot that it didn't apply in Eber HaYarden, I don't know, it maybe didn't apply in Eber HaYarden until after the Sheva Shechilku also. Maybe it didn't apply to the after the Shemesh HaFilka, because we have a Rashi and Chumash quotes this. When Moshe Rabbeinu set aside the three Ari Miklot and Eber HaYarden, they weren't collate. The Gemara says the Makkos, they didn't begin to function. They weren't collate until after Yeshua Ben Nun set aside the three and Eretz Yisrael. Why? I always thought that it says Eretz HaKosah. The Pesuk says you need six Ari Miklot. Three over here, and calls money. You don't have all six. So Makkos says that, like the Dalet Mishnah Belulava. Makkos says that. So the six Ari Miklot of Makkos says that. But Shula Kutner writes in his Sefer Yeshua's Malko, just Kalach HaYad, he shakes off the Chidushim Nifloim, just he's a Goyen Adir. It's like the Amunezer style, kind of, that style, very, very sharp and very kizik, everything, such a big hecket, no little peanuts, always these atom bombs. He only drops atom bombs, and he keeps on dropping one after the other. So he is just Kalach HaYad, casually he writes in his Sefer that there's no din Ori Miklot and Chutz Lorit. And Eva HaYarden was in Skadesh, B'Torah Tarotas HaNosofos. That's a big tilful in Achronim. Eva HaYarden, God is Kedusha, where Reuven God and Chad Shevet HaMenashe lived, that was in Skadesh, B'Torah Tarotas HaNosofos HaLoritzot. That's the Ramban and the Pasuk HaMokom HaShatidrach HaFragel HaChambo, Lachem Desatu, the last Pasuk in Parshas Eker. So the Ramban quotes in the Sifrei there, that even in Chutz Loritz, if the Israeli army conquers areas in Chutz Loritz, so those will also be endowed with Kedusha Soros. But that din that you can in the Kaddish HaRotz on the surface is only after Eretz Yisrael acquired its Kedusha. And in the Kedusha you can expand out, can spill out even the Chutz Loritz as well. Because man, Eretz Yisrael wasn't in Kaddish yet, then you can't be in the Kaddish HaRotz on the surface. He claims, Rabbi Shulam Kutner claims to Dabba Pashut, that the Eva HaYarden, Beruv and Gordechad Shevet HaMenashe, where it didn't, wasn't endowed with Kedusha Sa'orit B'Torah Sa'atma, with B'Torah Sa'arot Sa'an Asafa Sa'alayit Yisroel. So it didn't begin to get any Kedusha until after the Sheva Shechilku, not just after the Kiyam Atnai, like the Panam Yafa says, until after the Sheva Shekivsha V'Sheva Shechilku, and all of Eretz Yisroel was endowed with Kedusha, then you could begin to discuss Sa'arot Sa'an Asafa getting Kedusha also. So then, after the 14 years were up, then Eber HaYarden got Kedusha. Oh, then you can speak of Ari Miklot. He says, then you can think of Ari Miklot, because no din of Ari Miklot and Chutz Loritz. So if you say like the Rabbi Shaul HaKutner says, so then Lachora, well, that's what the Sifro is driving at over here. That even after they fulfilled their condition of going to fight the war, and after the 7 years were up, they went back, but Eretz Yisrael didn't have Kedusha yet until after the Sheva Shechilku, the Sheva Shekivsha, the Sheva Shechilku. And Eber HaYarden was in Skadish B'Torah HaRotz and HaNosofos, it couldn't be in Skadish until after Eretz Yisrael had Kedusha. So if you have full of Kedusha, then the Kedusha can expand. Can spill over. It's not the Geb, it's not there, but Lachor is a major question. What was the nature of Kedusha of Eber HaYarden? When was it Chal? So anyway, the din is that the Tzara's Batim is only in Eretz Yisrael, and only Beveis Eretz Achuzaskim, that part of Eretz Yisrael that was in Chal for the Shvatim. And Yerushalayim, the Gemara has in the end of Perek Meruga, in the last seven Perek Meruga, Yerushalayim, learn Chal for the Shvatim, and therefore there's no din of Beis HaMenuga in Yerushalayim. So what's the deal if you have a bayis hamenuga? So the Torah says, kolabol ha-bayis. If somebody walks into the bayis, he's tummy right away. Habol ha-bayis, yitmar horev. Ha-sheche ba-bayis, yichabiz b'godov. Echo ba-bayis, yichabiz b'godov. When is it mitam yorum, tam yorum? If he's sheche ba-bayis or if he's echo ba-bayis. So if he just enters into the bayis, then it's not mitam yorum, tam yorum, it's only mitam yorum. What does it mean? Ha'echo ba-bayis? So the Gemara has a tradition, the Gemara beginning of Erev, the beginning of Sukkah, and the Mishnayis, and the Goyim have it. Rashi and Chumash quotes. It doesn't really mean ha'echo ba-bayis, ha-sheche ba-bayis. It means one who is shoher ba-bayis, k'dei achilas pras. He stays in the house so long, he just nichnas into the bayis. Doesn't have to be shoher, doesn't have to be oichel. He just nichnas into the bayis, k'dei achilas pras, pas, kitin. The low prasor and the amount that he sits in the bayis, he walks into the bayis, he stays in the amount of time that he would be able to eat a pras. The pras means you have a big loaf of bread and you cut it in half. How big is a big loaf of bread? A chasana loaf of bread is so big. A challah for Shabbos is so big. And then you have smaller challah. How big is the loaf? It means the famous challah for Mazon Shtei Sudis. In the Mishnah and Erev, Mazon Shtei Sudis is for Erev Eid Kumi. So pras means you cut it in half. Although pras lo erev lachmecha, that's mazon sudachas. That's mazon sudachas. A machlekes hatanoim and a machlekes Rashi in the Rambam. How to pass? Either gimel beitzim of bread or dalet beitzim of bread. That means if the person is shoya b'bayis hamenuga less than that shear, so then only he's tummy. The begodim are not tummy. But if he's shoya b'bayis hamenuga today, achilas pras, the amount of time that he could eat and pas chitim and not pasorim, then yichabes begodo. How do they figure this out? It says ha'echel. The part of the office says to us, it says ha'echel. Why do they say shoya kidei shir achilas prat? Achilon kala tarkul is ain't achilat kus mikizayis. Why do they say over here also kizayis? So I think the answer is kosher. I saw the ksava kabbalah says. I thought that was always the answer. Because it says in the same pasuk mem zayin ha'shoyeh ba'bayis echavis is godav. Ha'echel ba'bayis echavis is godav. So the Tanoim had a tradition that says lab dafke shoyeh and lab dafke oichel. Means ha'oichel derach shchivo. He's oichel be'haseber. Bizman ha'tanach, the free people used to eat be'haseber. Bizman ha'tanach, nobody eats be'haseber, only on Pesach. But bizman ha'tanach, they ate be'haseber. They only ate be'haseber when they're eating a meal. When they're drinking a bottle of Pepsi or they're just having an ice cream. When they eat kedei sudeh, and then they eat be'haseber. Not when they have a snack. So that's why they had a tradition that ha'shechev lab davke v'oichel lab davke means one who did something, k'day shir achila b'shchiva. K'day shir achila b'shchiva means achila suda, which we normally did the haseder. So that's a shir suda achas, whatever suda achas is. The achila fas, either three beitzim or four beitzim. So that's in contrast to habo al abayis in Pasuk Mem Vav and Perek Yudal. Habo al abayis just enters, he runs in and he runs out, he's talmid the governor, he's wearing a tohar. But if he's shoyeh b'abayis, k'day achila's pras pas chitim, so long, a few moments, a couple of minutes, a machlek, 3 minutes, 10 minutes. Different shiurim, different opinions. In Hilchos Yom Kippur, they quote all the different shitas. Mishnah Berurah quotes. Mishnah Berurah there is quotes a shita from some type of 10 minutes. Not just tiny, that's a big shita. Many hold that it's only 3 minutes. Yes, it's different shiurim. If you show you so long, then even the begadim that you're wearing are tummy. What happens? The Gemara says, what happens if he walks into a house and he has his clothes in his hands and he walks out? So if he's wearing the ring doesn't become tummy until he's shoyeh b'bayis k'dei achilas pras. And if he's not wearing the ring, he's carrying the rings in his hand, he took off all his clothes and he walks in with the clothes in his hand, he runs out. So just like he's tummy immediately, so the begadim that he carried in are also tummy immediately. What's the reason for that? A strange thing. So we say that the begadim that he's wearing are batel l'gabi the guf. If he's not wearing them, he's carrying them. So the second that he brings them into the house and he takes them out, right away they become nitmo. Because the tzaras is metame like a mace, something like a mace. So it's just like a mace and metame boil. This is also metame the deer. It's not exactly the same as oil, something like oil. But just to distinguish it, we call it as metame the deer, like an oil. But if he's wearing the begadim, so the bottle the gabi the goof, so it only becomes tummy if he's shoyah so long, kedei achilas pras. They quote a strange thing in the name of the Beis HaLevi in connection with this din. I find it hard to believe that he really said that. Because if there are two people walking into the shul, that happens a lot of times. One person, through the same entrance, one person is carrying his tefillin in his hand, the other person is wearing his tefillin on his body, so which one takes precedence? Who should go first? If all the other things are equal. One is the chief rabbi, one is the bachur, sometimes the chief rabbi goes first, which one is that one? But if all other things are equal, so who goes first? I would have thought that one is wearing the tefillin goes first. He's doing the mitzvah. No. The other guy is just carrying the tefillin, so he has to put on. This is just the reverse. This is the one who has the tefillin on his body. So just like the begotten, he posts this din. Just like the begotten that you're wearing a bottle, gabi the goof. But they only become some if you lift the sin for the bayis hamanuga, if you show it to the achilas pras. So it's over here. The one is wearing the tefillin, tefillin a bottle, gabi the body. The one is carrying the tefillin. Those tefillin are more choshev. So they're not in the state of being worn, so they're not bottled and gabbed above. Sounds to me like Purim Torah. I don't see what it has to do with anything. There is a kosev over here. What has it got to do? It shows us that I would assume that the tefillin that are being worn are in a more important state of being than the tefillin that are just in the tefillin section. I would suggest the reverse. This is quoted in there. I don't think it's printed anywhere before. It's quoted in the name of the Beis HaLevi in the... I think he means the Beis HaLevi Rav Chaim Soloveitchik Sfar. I think he means that Beis HaLevi. There was another Beis HaLevi. Maybe he means the Galician Beis HaLevi. There was another Beis HaLevi, not the one that we know. He quotes the name of Beis HaLevi in the little state of Piskei Tshuva that has all the funny humorous Maram Kremis and Achrayim. He wrote a collection of Achrayim. He writes, this is a believe it or not. These are the things that you wouldn't believe that the Achrayim wrote this, and he puts it all together. Someone from Europe put it together. Let's say someone is in the Bayis HaMenuga and he's showing the Bayis HaMenuga to the Achilas Pras and he has his hand out and he's touching a beggar. Touching a beggar that's outside. It's not that he's wearing the beggar, he's touching it. Is that also Yichabei says the Godov? Does he have that din? So that's the Machlekes HaRishayim. So Rashi writes in Bavavas in the first parak, I think, that it doesn't have the din of Mtamiyad and Mtamad Godov. Mtamiyad and Mtamad Godov is only the Godov that he's wearing. And all the Rishayim say that Rashi is wrong. That there's a Beferish in Sifro, there's Marbadim. Whenever you have a din of Mtami Yodim, Mtami Godim, it says Beferish that it even applies to the Godim that you're touching, not only it's like Tumut B'chiburim, we call it. It doesn't only apply to the Godim that you're wearing, it even applies to the Godim that you're touching. Even Chaskina quotes this a little bit. And others pointed out to me, Mishlam Melech HaTakash. In fact, the Mishlam Melech, how did the Tanoim know that if you walked into the bayis and you're holding the begadim in your hand, the begadim becomes tami immediately. If you're walking into the bayis and you're wearing the begadim, don't become tami immediately until after you shake bayis hamenuga to deke achilas pras. Because that's what the pasuk says. Echol the bayis pras the begadim. So how do you know? Maybe the begadim that you're wearing, I'm wearing the ring and I'm in the bayis and the ring is in the bayis. Maybe it becomes nitma immediately. Maybe the pasuk only requires to deke achilas pras if I'm touching the begadim that are outside. But whatever the begotten are inside, maybe they become nitma immediately. Just like if I would have carried them, they would become nitma immediately. So if I wear them also, they become nitma. How do they know that this is so? That whatever begotten you're wearing become bottle, gabi the goof, and you only become tamei, if you pause there, if you waited there so long, kidei achilas pras. That's the Mishlam Melech Pesh. So I saw in the Sefer, in the Ksava Kabbalah, he was a Talmud of Rabbi Kivegi, he always writes, Parshonis HaMikra, Aderech HaPshat, how did the Tanoim figure out these drushes? How'd they get all these dinik and ukhami? It's like the Torah Tamim a little bit. It's a little bit longer. He was before the Torah Tamim, and it's not as extensive Torah Tamim, and which is on every drosha. How they got this, how they get that, and he has a little bit here and there, but it's a little more arrogant than the Torah Tamim. He has with the style of Tanakh, Biblical Hebrew. He works a lot on Biblical, on Lashon HaTanakh. He claims, he says it though, Poshim. He says when the Torah's Kohanim is marba, that there's even a din of Tumut B'chiburim, if the fellow walks into the Bayis HaMenuga and he touches a beggar outside his tameh, that's not based on the Pasuk Yichabei says Bigodov. Bigodov only refers to the begodim that he's wearing. The halacha that Metamei Adam Letamei Begodim, whenever you have something over here, later in the Sefer, that says Metamei Adam Letamei Begodim, that it even applies to the begodim that he's touching even though he's not wearing it, it's based on another Vibui. But the phrase itself, Bigodov, Yichabei Bigodov, in Pasuk Chavdeis in Perek Tezvav, that's quite a few times as he says, Yichabei Bigodov, Pasuk Chav Zayin, every time. He says the Pshuto is certainly only referring to the Bigodim that he's wearing. There's a Vibui that it even, the same thing applies even to the Bigodim that he's touching. So he says you can't take Pasuk Mem Zayin and be Motzi as the Pshut Vashech Vais Yichabei says Bigodov, or Yichabei says Yichabei says Bigodov. You can't say that that's referring to the begotten that he's touching, not to the begotten that he's wearing. No, obviously he's wearing it. The word begotten means the begotten that he's wearing. So he says, obviously the pasuk is talking about the case that he's wearing begotten. It's still a good kasha in the Mishnah. I think it's still a good kasha. Why can't you say that Hachmas Kinon, that the guy walked into the Bais HaMikdash and he has a ring on this hand and he left his hand outside of the window. This hand is still outside of the door. So as long as he was Nichnas Rosh HaVerugo, he becomes Nitma Miyad. And maybe all the Bgadim that are inside are also Nitma Miyad. And that beggar which is outside only becomes Nitma Pishoya, because they are Achilles Pratz. Still a good cash. Except that it's also, it's not the Mashma, that the Bgadim refers to the Bgadim that are not part of the body that never enter the house. The Pashup Shad Bgadim, all the Bgadim that he's wearing. So that's what the Tanaim understood. Even the Bgadim that he walked into the Bais with, if he would have been carrying them, it would have been Nitma Miyad, but because he's wearing them, the bottle got the goof, so they don't become Nitma until later. So Chidish Digadim. So very much is the given. The end of the Sedra, the end of the Sedra is a din of Mishka for Moshe. So the Gemara in Baba Tana in Perek Hagoyzel and Perek Meruv, the Gemara puts the drash Mishkavo v'lo Hagoyzel. What kind of a din is that? The Mishka for Moshe doesn't apply if it's stolen. So there's a pashup shot runs as follows. In order for something to be mekabel tumas mishka v'mashva, has to be miyuchad l'yeshiva. Who is miyachad at the yeshiva? Let's say there's a table. So yes, what do you do with tables? What do you do with table? The professor in the next room sits on a table. I'm a shuvah. Every afternoon when I'm writing the basement, I come out there. There's some nutty professor sitting on a table. But if you ask, what do normal people do with tables? They put tape recorders on the table, they put books on the table, they write on the table. They don't sit on the table, so the table should not be Mishka V'Moshe. A chair, the professor sits on a table and he wears the chair as a hat. So that doesn't matter, the chair is Miyuchad V'Yeshiva. A chair can be Mekabel Tumas Mishka V'Moshe. A table, not. It all depends what the hat. The hat, you don't sit on a hat. The hat is not a tie, it's not Mishka V'Moshe. It all depends what normal people use it for. So what if you have something, you have, let's say, a big piece of cloth. So you can decide to use it as a picnic mat to sit on, you put it on the grass and you sit on it. Or you can decide to make a jacket out of it, in which case it won't be miyuchad l'yeshiva. So who is the one who determines whether... throw them off of the chair, it's not yours, so that's called the yeshiva, that's not decreed. So you understand what the rabbi is saying. The only problem is that Tosis and Bava Kamma and Perek Merubah quotes a Mishnah, Fakir. There's a Mishnah, I think it's in Kalim, the Mishnah says in Kalim about my house was broken into, and the Ganovim stole the money, and they stole the silver, and they stole this and that. And then you see that all the drawers are sloppy and everything, and you see obviously they were sitting on the couch and they were sitting on the chairs, they were eating at the table and everything. So do you have to be choshesh at all? And they were goyish ganovim, goyish yiddish. Goyim don't have any tumma. The rabbanim have a tumma like a zav. If there was a woman, there wasn't a woman, is she neat or not a neat? So the Gemara says all the chairs are tumma, maybe the woman sat, maybe the goy sat. If it's a chair that for sure the woman didn't sit, the goyim didn't sit, so you have a right to assume the ganovim are kohar. A whole discussion in the Mishnah. The Taisa says, you see the Farish in the Mishnah. If a Ganav sits on my chair, and the Ganav is an Adam Tamei, so he's the Tamei in chair. There's not a Mishkava V'lei Agonov, Mishkava V'lei Agozol, that there's no Tuma unless your yeshiva is Miyuchad Yeshiva, unless you have a right to sit on the chair. If you sit on the chair, Bignaive, it's also the Tamei. It's just the din that the Ganav cannot be Miyachad the chair of the yeshiva. But once the thing is Miyuchad Yeshiva, and it's right that in the Kabbal Tumas Medris, that's what they always capella on the Raivit. How can the Raivit quote such a sheet? It's against the Nachan and Mishnah and Kevah. They give the Teretz also. The Kasha is better than the Teretz. I'll just close with one more din. But in the Parsha of Nido, it says, Sehini Dosa Olav. It says, by a boil Nido. If one is boil on Nido, it's an Isakaris. And not only the Nisa Kares, but that's the Aveira, it says, he becomes Tamei just like her. Sahini Gos Olav, just like, and Yochel Yala Leragla, Rashi quotes from the Gemara. Maybe I'll think, let's say the Nido just has to wait another couple of days. She's going to Mikvin another 2-3 days. So maybe the Boil Nido only has to wait 3 days. No, he becomes Tamei for 7 days. Today is day number one. Just because by the Nido herself is day number six, doesn't make it by the Boil Nido is day number six. He starts from day number one. So that's the Pasha Pshat in the Pasuk. Sahini Dasa Olav, he becomes Tami just like her. The Gemara has in Kiddushin, the end of Kiddushin of Rasha. Or Sahi is Miloshin Havrayt, he Sahi Enali Yishtei Noshin. So Sahi Nidasa Olav means that the man is Mekadosh and Isha when she is in a state of Nidus, the Kiddushin Atofsin, unlike all other. Despite the fact that by all other Chavi Krisis, if a man is Mekadosh and Isha Sish, or Imo, Bito, Achoso, all the Chavi Krisis, the Kedushin, and Atofsin, if he's Mekadosh and Isha Nida, I would have thought also an Erevo, should be Ein Kedushin Tofsin by Arayus, but the Pasuk tells me not so. Usahi, Nidasa, all of our people, Bishas, Nidasa, that's a Drosha. The Pasha Bishas means that he becomes Tomei just like she is Tomeo. He becomes Tomei of Boel Nida. So the Drosha of the Torah Shabbat has it as an additional level of interpretation on the Pasuk, that Kiddushin Atofsin the Nida. Once you say Kiddushin Atofsin, then the Mele, the Vlad is not a Mamzer either. Because the Vlad is only a Mamzer when there's no Tfisis Kiddushin. When they could have had Tfisis Kiddushin, they just didn't bother to, then the Vlad will not be a Mamzer. So this is a big machlokes of Rishonim. What does that mean? Those the Shita is that the fact that Kiddushin Atofsin, the Vlad is not a Mamzer, is a Haichacha that Nida is not an Erva. Aye, but Nida has an Issa Kores, so isn't it an Erva? Look, you have a Machal Shabbos is also cursed. If you eat Chametz Pesach is also cursed. If you eat Yom Kippur is also cursed. It's all Gilei Arayis. Not everything that has curse is Gilei Arayis. So just because it has curse and has something to do with Tashmish, with Bia, with that part of the body, doesn't necessarily mean that it's Gilei Arayis. The Taisa Shita is that it's not Gilei Arayis. It's an Issa Bia that has curse. The Taisa Shita is that you wouldn't say Yehoi Gval Yavah. And from the Rambam is Mashmanasa. The Rambam holds that Nida is included in the category of Arayis. And it's an exception to the rule that despite the fact that all the other arayis, the dinners, is not Tfisis Kiddushin, and the Vlad is a Mamzer, here by Nido, it is arayis, and the Vlad is not a Mamzer, and there is Tfisis Kiddushin. But it's all, the whole story is based on this drasha of the Pasuk. The Pasuk, Bishan, the Pasuk doesn't mean that. This is a drasha, Sihi, Nidosa, all of that, Afilu, Bishas, Nidosa, Havaya means Kiddushin, Atofsin, Bohem.
What about the Tfisis in the beginning of the Bums, which talks about why Nida falls to Nido?
That's the Tosis. That's
right.
The Tosis that I'm quoting.
You're saying, so the Tosis doesn't hold that Drasha, obviously, right? But you don't need to say that Drasha. If Tosis holds that Drasha, why does he write that whole
Tosis? That Tosis appears more at length in the Sefer Yosha of the Rabbi Nisam, or it's a little more abridged, but it's longer than the Tosis and the Tosis Hishanim on the side, so they explain what the Rabbi Nisam meant. The answer is exactly this, a need is not an Ervon. That's where the deal
right,
of...
Well, not a Drasha, he's using Sparah, he's using Sparah.
Yeah, but the Rabbi Nitam Sefer Yosha, he says it's based on this pasuk. This pasuk is Megalu that Nida is not an Erev. Many of these Sinim are not only limited, not only apply to Tumah the Tara, much of which doesn't apply to Zman Hazeh. Many of these Sinim have ramifications for us to Zman Hazeh. Okay, we took some of them. We didn't take all of them.
I need to rush to the gym after I go to the shop.
Open a book.
himself to grab the oath, but he grabbed the oath for his ring, the dinner of the college. But he said,
Which is the Ich habe mich auch noch so ein bisschen verloren. Und dann habe ich auch noch Ama
Да, да. А потом, когда шапка и голос отдали,